from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Turkey offers a coerced prisoner exchange. Turkey says it would release American pastor Andrew Brunson, who's been detained for nearly a year, if the U.S. extradited Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who Ankara blames for last year's failed coup. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says, and then the U.S. gets up and says this, that, and the other. Give us so-and-so cleric. Well, you have a cleric there. You can give back to us. You give him to us, and we'll give you this one. Brunson, who's lived in Turkey for 23 years, and his wife Noreen were arrested for alleged immigration violations in October of 2016. She was released while his charges have been upgraded to supporting Gulen's network, which Turkey has labeled a terrorist organization. The couple ran a Christian church in the Aegean city of Izmir. Noreen met with U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson during his visit last month to Ankara. Tillerson then said that Brunson had been wrongfully imprisoned. U.S. relations with Turkey have soured recently over a number of issues, including Erdogan's increasingly authoritarian rule. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis has made an unannounced visit to Qatar, holding talks with the country's emir and defense minister at the largest U.S. military base in the Middle East. Mattis renewed a call for unconditional dialogue to end a crisis involving his country and four Arab states during a speech at the United Nations General Assembly. Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates cut ties with Qatar in June over its close ties to Iran and its alleged support for extremists. Well, Qatar has denied supporting extremism, saying the crisis is politically motivated. The defense secretary arrived in Qatar after wrapping up a trip to Afghanistan. This is VOA News.